This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It was 2005 when the first reported sightings of wolves in our state started coming in. Since then, the wolf population has expanded, as have the number of cattle depredations. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Wolf Coordinator Danny Martorello says the first reported attack for 2017 was on grazing land in northeast Washington, and there appears to be a new pack involved.
So we did have a reported depredation on the 12th of June. It's in an area where the Sherman Pack and the Profanity Peak Pack has some overlapping territories, which is very normal in wolf ecology and territoriality. You know, when you think about territories, they kind of fit together like pieces of a puzzle. Wolves are territorial. Their family unit is a pack, but those pieces of the puzzle don't fit together perfectly. There's always a little overlap here and there where packs share a little bit of the landscape.
And Martorello says, sure enough.
This depredation was in an area like that. We did the investigation on the very next morning, early in the morning on the 13th, and we had one confirmed wolf depredation on a calf, which was a dead calf, and then we had another one, which was essentially a scattering of older bones that the cause of death was unknown.
Listen tomorrow for more on this first depredation and what's being done to manage the relationship between the growing wolf population and grazing cattle.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.